Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. 18th BRICS summit to begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. Russian and South African presidents arrive in New Delhi to attend the summit. IMF describes India a key engine of global growth after the country's economy expanded 7.8% in first quarter of current fiscal. Brent crude oil prices hits four-month high of $108.77 amid escalating West Asia tensions. Trump administration proposes scrapping 60-day grace period for laid-off H-1B workers in US. And in cricket, India enter final of Women's Asia Cup, beating Bangladesh by 40 runs in Dubai. And now the news in detail. The 18th BRICS summit will get underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow, with the national capital putting its finishing touches in place for the grand event. The two-day summit will bring together 11 major emerging and developing economies, including Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, India, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the UAE. The theme of India's chairship 2026 is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation, and Sustainability. World leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and Prime Minister of Ethiopia Abiy Ahmed Ali will participate in the summit. Brazil will be represented by Foreign Affairs Minister Mauro Vieira. Saudi Arabia's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, will also participate in the summit. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and Vietnamese Prime Minister Le Minh Hung are the other heads of state who will attend the summit. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Director General of WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, and President of New Development Bank Hilma Rousseff are among the heads of international organizations who will participate in the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to hold bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. The President of Russia and Foreign Minister of Brazil arrived in the national capital last night to participate in the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will have a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. We have a report.
The grouping was formalized during the BRIC foreign ministers meeting held on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly in New York in September 2006. The first BRIC summit was held in Yekaterinburg, Russia on 16th June 2009. BRIC expanded into BRICS with the inclusion of South Africa following the BRIC foreign ministers meeting held in New York in September 2010. South Africa participated for the first time in the third BRIC summit held in Sanya, China in April 2011. BRICS further expanded in January 2024 when Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the UAE became full members of the grouping. India assumed the BRICS chairship on 1st January this year. This marks India's fourth chairship of BRICS. India had earlier chaired BRICS in 2012, 2016 and 2021. Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa and Vice President of Uganda Jessica Alupo have arrived in New Delhi to attend the 18th BRICS summit beginning tomorrow. Union Minister Jayant Singh received them at the airport. Foreign Affairs Minister of Nigeria Bianca Odumegwu Ojukwu and Uruguay Foreign Minister Mario Lubetkin have also arrived in the national capital. Mr. Lubetkin will represent the community of Latin American and Caribbean states at the summit. The BRICS Business Forum 2026 began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The day-long event brings together over 1,000 corporate executives, trade ministers, financial leaders, global investors and industry innovators from member nations. It is being organized by the BRICS Business Council in partnership with leading APEX chambers, FICCI, CII and ASSOCHAM. This flagship international B2B economic summit serves as the official commercial precursor to the 18th BRICS Leaders Summit, anchored in the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The forum provides a strategic platform to accelerate intra-BRICS trade, establish resilient supply chains and unlock multi-billion dollar cross-border investment opportunities. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has described India as a key engine of global growth after the country's economy expanded 7.8% in the first quarter of current fiscal. The stronger-than-expected performance was driven by services and exports, even as the economy faced an energy price shock, said Julie Kozak, director of the IMF's communications department.
India's real GDP grew by 7.8%. That was above our staff expectations and also the consensus among other observers. This upward surprise was driven by stronger than expected activity in the services sector and also in exports.
Her comments came in response to questions on India's latest growth figures, its macroeconomic data, and the effect of higher crude oil prices on a major energy importer. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has recalled Swami Vivekananda's captivating address delivered at World's Parliament of Religions in Chicago on the 11th of September, 1893. Sharing Swami Vivekananda's speech in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the address offered a glimpse of India's civilizational ethos. The Prime Minister said that Swami Vivekananda's inspiring words continue to reverberate across the world. The Trump administration has proposed ending the up to 60-day grace period that allows H-1B workers and several other employment-based visa holders to remain in the United States after losing their jobs. The move could sharply narrow the time available to find a new employer or pursue another immigration option. We have a report.
Department of Homeland Security proposal, scheduled for publication in the Federal Register today, would remove the provision which covers E-1, E-2, E-3, H-1B, H-1B-1, L-1, O-1 and TN visa classification and their dependents. If finalized, workers whose employment or qualifying activity ends would generally have to leave the United States immediately unless they are otherwise authorized to remain. DHS said the present grace period disconnects the alien's lawful status from the very basis of eligibility for these employment-based non-immigrant classifications. The proposal would restore what DHS described as its earlier policy, under which a worker was expected to depart once employment with the sponsoring employer ended. Jigyasa Pandey from News Desk.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, has said that its naval forces targeted a U.S. unmanned surface vehicle in the Strait of Hormuz, calling it an aggressive mission. The IRGC said it captured the SAIL drone, one of the U.S. Army's most modern, smart, unmanned submarines, at the entrance of the Strait of Hormuz. It also reiterated that the Strait of Hormuz is closed and under Iranian control, warning that any hostile presence in the waterway would be targeted. Indian naval ship Mysore arrived at Lumut, Malaysia to participate in the fourth edition of the bilateral naval exercise Samudra Lakshman with the Royal Malaysian Navy. The Indian Navy said the exercise will include professional engagements in port and at sea aimed at improving interoperability and strengthening operational coordination between the two navies. Brent crude surged to a four-month high of $108.77 a barrel today amid escalating West Asia tensions. Brent was trading at $107.75 a barrel after gaining more than 12% over the past week amid concerns over global energy supplies. The duration of the West Asia conflict and the sustainability of elevated crude prices will remain key factors for India's economic outlook. In cricket, India produced a brilliant all-round performance to thrash Bangladesh by 40 runs in the first semi-final of the Women's Asia Cup 2026 in Dubai last night. India's victory secured their place in the Women's Asia Cup 2026 final, with the second semi-final between Sri Lanka and Pakistan determining their opponents. In the second semi-final today, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka in Dubai at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 18th BRICS summit to begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. Russian and South African presidents arrive in New Delhi to attend the summit. IMF describes India a key engine of global growth after the country's economy expanded 7.8% in first quarter of current fiscal. Brent crude oil prices hits four-month high of $108.77 amid escalating West Asia tensions. Trump administration proposes scrapping 60-day grace period for laid-off H-1B workers in U.S., And in cricket, India enter final of Women's Asia Cup, beating Bangladesh by 40 runs in Dubai. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.